welcome to this episode of Midweek Mom Talk on 360 Talk Radio for Women. I'm Dr. Jackie, occupational therapist and owner of Motion Spot LLC and Motion Spot Pediatrics. On today's episode, I want to tell you about a trip I took a few days ago. My family and I went for a long weekend with friends. We went away just for a few days, and I brought my work with me, as I have done in the past. I figured I usually wake up around 5 a.m., and that's when I get work done, and the trip isn't going to change my baby's sleep schedule in a way that would let me sleep in anyway, so I might as well just get some work done while I'm there, kind of keep to my routine, and set myself up for a less stressful week, since I would be maintaining my usual routines. But what ended up happening was that I felt like I still had to be working all the time, when instead I should be kind of, you know, relaxing in a way. Obviously not the kind of relaxation that you would get on a vacation without children, but it was still meant to be a time to kind of refresh and renew and get away for a few days instead of, you know, just doing the same thing in a different location. So while I went on that trip with that mindset of let me maintain my productivity, I ended up actually not working very much at all. I did try to work once or twice, but that thought of I need to get work done ended up really just getting in the way for me. It ended up getting in my way of enjoying our trip, because work was just always in my mind, like it is often at home. So while I wanted to set myself up to have a more relaxing week, that was taking away from the relaxing environment of this trip that we took. So I got a little bit of work done in the beginning, and then I decided to stop even trying. Instead of, you know, trying to find those pockets of 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there, like I typically would to do my work, I just said, you know what, forget it. If it happens, it happens. If not, that's fine too. So I did something that I have not done in a very long time now, which is sleep. I actually slept a little bit. Yes, my baby still woke up. Instead of waking up at 5 a.m., she was more like a 3:30 a.m. waker-upper on this trip. I think it was a combination of being in a new place, and also I noticed a couple days after, actually, that she has a couple of teeth popping through. So at the time, of course, I didn't know that, but whatever. So she was waking up around 3, and I picked her up, which at home I wouldn't, but on a trip I didn't want her waking everybody else up. So I took her and I nursed her around 3, and then she went back to sleep, and so did I. So I slept there until sometimes 7, sometimes 7:30. And it doesn't sound so late, but considering that I'm used to waking up at 5:30, the 7:30s were really nice and really refreshing. And then I was able to spend just a few days waking up and not having to worry about getting work done. Instead, I got to have coffee and just enjoy it and, you know, hang out with my friends and chat with the kids. And it was definitely much needed and well-deserved, if I do say so myself. So it was interesting, though, because I've done it before where I took work with me on a trip, and I actually enjoyed getting work done on that trip because it was kind of cool. Like, I get to work from anywhere, you know? But sometimes you do need that break. So while working remotely is fantastic, or it can be fantastic, taking your work with you everywhere does take a toll as well. So a lot of people will say, like, oh, you know, work remotely, or look what I get to do. I get to work from anywhere. I'm working on the beach. Isn't that so cool? Yes, yes, it is. But you also need to make sure that you're not just working all the time everywhere you are. Even if it is a remote position or a remote job or virtual work, or you work for yourself, you need those breaks just as much as somebody who goes into the office 5 days a week. And that's what I learned on this trip, that I need a break too. Even if it seems like maybe I don't, or if it feels like I'm never doing enough, the reality is I know, like on a conscious level, or I guess on a subconscious level, I know I actually am doing enough. I'm doing way more than enough, more than I should be, even at times. So this was something that I deserved for myself to relax. That being said, I am now very far behind in work and I am very stressed out about it, but I'm trying to just figure it all out and like plug away, because really the reality is that even if I got work done during this trip, I would still be stressed out this week. I would still feel like there's work to do and I don't have time for it, right? Now I just have like a couple of extra things that I didn't get done from last week that I actually already found a way to figure out and just like combine with this week's work to make it not as stressful. So the point being, like, yes, I am behind. No, I didn't get work done, but I was able to enjoy my trip more. I was able to get some relaxation and just get like a brain break in that way. And again, I would have been stressed this week anyway. So it's kind of like, you know, just a little bit more stress, but definitely worth it because I'm able to handle it now since I have that feeling of being refreshed and renewed from this vacation. As further proof, or I guess confirmation, that taking the time on this trip to be present instead of attempting to get ahead for the week, I just said I would have been stressed anyway, right? Even if I got work done on this trip, I would still be stressed during the week. So what I meant by that was something is bound to come up. Something always comes up. And for this week, I just found out that I have jury duty, which means I have to change around a bunch of my client schedules, cancel some sessions altogether, figure out childcare. Basically, like the whole week has the possibility of being turned on its head. And who could have predicted this? Yes, they send you a card ahead of time, like a few weeks ahead of time, with a date of when you have jury duty. But I don't know how it used to be done. This was actually my very first time being called for jury duty. But nowadays, you don't go in unless you get an email the night before. So you have to be like checking your email constantly. And if you don't get an email by like end of day, I don't remember what time, maybe 6 p.m. or 4 p.m., something like that, unless you get an email before then you don't have to go in. Of course, I got that email. My husband, a couple months ago, also had a jury duty summons. Never got that email all week long, never got it, never had to go in, and that counts, I believe, towards his jury duty, right? I get this card first time ever, get the email right away that I have to go in. And I was not aware that you could fill out like various papers to excuse yourself if you have a justifiable reason, being a nursing mom, taking care of my daughter, being her like primary source of caregiving. Like for the most part, I don't have somebody watching her. Like I watch her and I run my business. Apparently that would have excused me, but I didn't know that was a thing I could do. So if you are in the USA and you get called in for jury duty, make sure you look that up on your own. It's not going to be in the email or on the card. At least it wasn't for me. It wasn't like a separate link or anything. You have to like go in and look it up yourself on the official website. So just a little heads up there for anybody. So anyway, I didn't know I had to do that, so I didn't do that. And I was like, I'm sure it's fine. I'm not going to get called anyway. What are the odds? Well, the odds are that I got called in. So anyway, week flipped on its head. Would not have predicted it. So even if I got work done on this trip, I would have basically not enjoyed the trip as much and been very stressed out this week. Whereas at least now I enjoyed the trip and I'm stressed out that this week. So that's kind of the
caveat to the situation here, that is the balance of it all. And just for me anyway, I took it as further proof that I made the right decision. It confirmed my decision in taking a break, giving myself that break. And it was a very stressful thing to think about. I have to change everything, switch everything around, right? I have jury duty. Like, how annoying. Luckily, it was only a full day and then a second day, like half of a second day. So this was just literally like a couple days ago. So it was fine. It was like right after the trip. I went from one thing to the other thing. So it was fine. It like figured itself out, but it was very, very stressful. And it took a lot of my energy to figure everything out, move everything around. And so I think this is a nice way to segue into a very special guest I have coming on this show today. Speaking of energy and stress, coming up on our show, right after I'm done introducing her, is my friend Danielle, who is an energy healer and yoga instructor, and she will further introduce herself when I accept her into this radio show. Hold on one sec. Let me just click on that button for you.
Welcome to Midweek Mom Talk, Danielle. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited for this.
Of course. So I didn't mention that Danielle and I actually met through a business coach. We are working with the same business coach, business mentor, and something that's great. I've been talking a lot about working with her and just like how awesome it's been for me personally. But something other than business that is great about it is that you're put in kind of a community of like-minded people, entrepreneurs, and you get to make connections. And Danielle is one of those connections that I made. So very excited about that. Can you, Danielle, just introduce yourself for our listeners? You know, tell us a little bit about you and your background and what it is that you do.
Sure. So I am I'm a yoga teacher by trade and training, but also I am a mind, body, spirit connector is what I like to call it. My journey started a long time ago, back in 2012, 2013. When I was just feeling really overwhelmed, I had a lot of things going on, working a full-time job, living by myself, desiring to meet people to connect and things like that. But I was working so much and was overwhelmed. I worked because I worked in TV. So I was working like 10, 12 hour days on call on the weekends. I had like no time for myself. And then like I had autoimmune issues that started popping up and like, it was just crazy, some of the things I was previously diagnosed with, like with adrenal fatigue and chronic fatigue syndrome, like just a lot of fatigue and just tired. And I really just got to the point where I was tired of feeling sick and tired. And so I started searching and Googling for different ways to help myself so I could feel more happy about life, more excited about life, and just more connected in general. And that's what led me to yoga. Well, actually, I started working out first with weights. And yoga came to me a couple times over the years. And I was always like, I don't want to sit. Are you kidding? Like, I was so stuck in this type A mode, working in corporate America, 40-hour work week. Well, for me, it was like a 60-hour work week, you know, like I was just, it was really wild and really crazy. And God, fast forward to about 10 years. Oh, this year it'll be 10 years. So about 10 years ago, I went through 7 jobs in a year. And things just weren't working out. They weren't panning out. But I found yoga. And that was like my saving grace, let's say. Because I could just go to the mat. I could take I could take as many classes as I could. Like I took 12 classes a week at one point because I could. Because I was working another TV station downtown. And it was right next to it. So why not? Because like I had to be so on all the time. And I was just was stressed. Like with work, that I needed something to help me just be and to just connect with myself again. And that's where I felt at home, was on my yoga mat. And then that led to later on studying yoga, because like I really just wanted to learn more about it. I went to a teacher training in California for hot yoga, which wasn't for me, but that was okay because that was just a redirection. Came back to Florida because I live in Florida and that was in California. I came back here to Florida and I had a job offer to teach at a local gym with no training. Well, just a little bit of training I had, but thankfully that I had a mentor there that was willing to mentor me because teaching in a gym, hot yoga doesn't work unless it's a hot yoga studio. It's just different. And so grateful, thankfully I had a mentor that I worked with and she helped me teach the students and everything like that. But what I appreciate too, now looking back also, I was just in the beginning of my healing journey and I was just starting to learn yoga and get in touch with myself and my body. And as much as I wanted to release the stress and overwhelm, I still had all of that hanging over my head because I still had bills to pay. I still had things I wanted to do. I wanted to travel. I had all these dreams. But yet I kept feeling like I was boxed into this. I had to work in corporate America and I had to do like this is how the only way I could do it. When really I just wanted to find my own way. And so with my teacher training, I met a lot of really amazing people and I was able to go deeper in my studies and learn. And also to back up, the biggest reason I went to teacher training because I started teaching people in a gym and it was like all walks of life. I had like 8-year-olds, 12-year-olds, and I had moms, some that were like just going to be mom. They just found out they were pregnant. Then I had like an 88 and a 94-year-old, O'Lily and Mumford. I never forget them. They started coming to my classes and I had to teach them in chairs and give them modifications. And it was just such a variety of people that I just found myself wanting to figure out a way to teach them that could work for them. So that's why I started going to teacher training. But then teacher training for yoga ends up being more about self-exploration too. So that like dove me deeper into what's going on with my body? How am I feeling? Am I able to handle all of this? Because what ended up happening is I got another job eventually. And so I got another job, but I was also teaching. And then I started picking up more classes as I'm working and driving in a car 2 hours a day. You can see where this is going. Then I was in teacher training. And it started to compound and I wound up back in that cycle where I was overcommitting to too many things. And so it was just really fascinating how my path led me all these different directions, but back, I always ended up coming back to yoga and back to my breath and back to my body. And like that's something that I naturally comes up in conversations and I love helping other people with. I mean, there's a lot more to the story, but I don't know how much time we have, so.
Well,
But
we could always
yeah.
do a part two if needed.
Oh, that's true. Happy to help with that. It's just yoga has been such a blessing for me. And it still surprises me sometimes how it shows up in other areas of my life. Like with work, like my last job that I just had, because also I'm in between contracts right now while I'm working on building my own business. And my last job, they had me teach two different segments on emotional intelligence. And that's something I started studying maybe five or no, probably in 2018 or 19. When I discovered there's a coach I love working with. And so like I got to teach emotional intelligence to my coworkers online who were like all over the country. And a big part of it was yoga and breath work and just connecting back with their body and what they know to be true. And so that was really, really awesome. And I've even had them reach out later thanking me for it and asking for other tips and how they can be more calm because the jobs can be really stressful. Just like being, I mean, I haven't been blessed to be a mother, but I can only imagine the stress that can come because my sister-in-law just had two kids. I have two nephews. One is 3 and one is 5. And I've been there for all of it. And it's just, they are amazing little beans. So, yeah. And I
They are
remember
amazing little beans. They are
they
stressful little
are.
beans.
Yes. And they have such big emotions too. And it was so cute. My sister-in-law took them. Well, the one was into it. The other one wanted nothing to do with it. He just wanted to run around in circles. But the older one, he actually enjoyed it. She took him to a kids' yoga class. And so they loved it. Well, the one did. The other one, like I said, he had wanted nothing to do with it, which is okay. He was young. But they were showing me different things that they can do. And it was just so cute. And like, Lawson, show me downward dog. And he would just go right into it. And then he's like, but wait, this is tree. And it was just so adorable to see how they're connecting with it. And it's just such an awesome experience to see them growing up. And then with my sister-in-law, she I could tell, like, because her demeanor changed over time and she was really stressed at times. But also, they were living, I live in Florida, and they were living in Colorado in Denver with the first son, Lawson, that I mentioned, and the second son, they were in Tennessee, Wells. And so they didn't have a lot of family near them. And so I would talk to her, like we would text back and forth and stuff like that. And I would give her different like breathing techniques or suggest yoga positions and things like that that she could do to help just find a couple minutes to her day. And like the breath work technique that I taught her was something I'm going to share with you today. And she said she still does it. It just helps. You can just take a minute and do it any time of day. So,
Awesome.
yeah.
Yeah, I think everything you're saying is probably something that like every mother can resonate with, no matter what stage of motherhood you're at. We all have stressors. It's like really mom or not mom, but the show is for moms, midweek mom talk. So, you know, regardless of like if we're working moms or stay at home moms or work from home moms or whatever, there are like all different kinds of stressors around it and just like exhaustion and really everything you mentioned. And I think a lot of people, if there is something like quick that they could just implement into their day, that's actually a lot of what I do too, but more on like the exercise or like movements and stretches, like things like that. That's really what I hone in on, is also just like a couple of minutes inserted into your day, like while you're brushing your teeth or while you're waiting for like the coffee maker or while you're waiting for something when you would otherwise just be like, what do I do now? You know, that's when you can implement these little things. So, yeah, whenever you're ready, is there something
That's
that we would need
wonderful.
to prepare ourselves, prepare our bodies to like get into a position to start this breath work?
No, I mean, that's the best part about it. I'm going to try and prop my phone so I can show you, but I will also explain it the best I can. Maybe if I do it this way. I don't know. I'm going to try it this way. So
Okay.
you can be standing, you can be sitting, whatever, wherever you want to be. And so this only takes a couple seconds. Since I'm introducing it, I'm going to give a little more, and then I can show you how to do it in a couple seconds. So,
Awesome.
like, if you're sitting, you can just roll your shoulders up and back a few times just because a lot of tension is kept there. And I know too, also as moms, you can feel like you have the weight of the world on your shoulders, and you can find yourself like kind of hunching or pinching, I don't know, squeezing. I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah, I call
But
it
I,
wearing your shoulder as earrings.
yes,
I
exactly. That's a
always tell
great
my
way to
clients, don't
explain
wear your
it.
shoulders as earrings.
Yes, just kind of roll it back, because when you roll it back too, you're opening your chest and your heart to receive more, to receive support. Just take a nice inhale, exhale out of your mouth, letting all the stress go. Whether you're sitting or you're standing, you can take one hand, put it on your chest, and one on your stomach. Then take a nice inhale and just notice where your breath is. Is it by your hand? Is it by your stomach? Wherever it is, just notice it. Exhale it out. Now, this time, wherever your breath was, if it was by your chest, that's okay. If it was on your stomach, that's great too. Try to do your best to direct your breath toward the hand that's on your stomach as you push your hand out as you inhale. And then exhale, let that navel go in toward your spine. If it feels challenging to direct your hand, your breath, sorry, I have alarms going off, of course. If it's challenging to direct your breath, you can just focus on where your breath is and just feel it there and know that that's okay. Or because sometimes it can take a little bit to actually get you to breathe it out of, to do the belly breath in and out of your belly, then your chest. So as you inhale again, letting that belly button expand. Exhale it out. My AirPods are hilarious. Can you still hear me?
Yep, we hear you.
Okay, one second. Okay. I apologize for all the technology. Mercury retrograde.
No problem.
So wherever you are, whenever you are, you can always just take a moment, go to the bathroom. That's what I like to do. I'll just run to the bathroom, shut the door, and then just take a moment and stand in front of the mirror. You can look at yourself if you want, or you can just close your eyes and ground down to the earth. Just feel yourself supported by the earth, because you don't have to do anything right now but breathe. Again, inhaling through your nose, focusing on pushing that belly button out, letting your diaphragm and stomach expand. Then exhale, pull that navel in toward your spine. As you do this, continue relaxing your face, your jaw, your shoulders. One more time, inhaling, letting that belly button expand, pausing. Then exhale, pulling it in, letting your hands fall down to your sides. Whenever you're ready, you can stay here as long as you like. Or if you only have that 30 seconds, a couple rounds of inhaling through your nose and exhaling out of your mouth with that belly breath will help relax your body and allow your nervous system to start relaxing a little bit more. And this is something I'll do in the morning. I'll do it at night. If I start to feel anxious, I'll just stop for a second and focus on that. And so, like, that's something I've been using for years. And I also teach my students. I help my sister-in-law with it. Other things you can do, if you like essential oils, you can smell lavender is really helpful and calming. If you don't like lavender, find a scent you like that calms you. I'm trying to think of another one, maybe cedarwood, something like that. I incorporate a lot of different things in my practice and also the clients that I have and have what I teach and offer them. So this was just something simple and just a taste. I also customize breath work. I have Kundalini Kriyas that I help people with, which helps to move the energy of the body and connect even more. How does that feel for you?
I'm already more relaxed. I've had such a crazy week, as you know. I had jury duty, and that just like threw everything off. I had to cancel clients, which I hate doing, and trying to reschedule, and then the baby and the childcare, and it's just been like a crazy week. So I definitely, this came at the right time. I definitely needed those, just quick couple of minutes to reground and recenter. It's funny that. So, as you know, but the people listening don't know, we didn't have like a set plan of what we were going to do during this episode. Like, I knew you were going to go through something, but I kind of left that up to you. So, it's funny that you chose breath work because a few episodes ago, I worked on breath work, but different, like honing in on pelvic floor work. But we also call it breath work. So, it's just a little bit different. But it's just like funny that we both do breath work, but for completely different reasons. So it's just like such a multifaceted. So when my if my client is like very stressed, but I'm working on their pelvic floor, we can do that breath work and incorporate it for both things, two for one.
That's amazing. I love that you incorporate both of them. It's so multifaceted, and it is. There's so many different ways you can use your breath. And even just being more aware of your breath and how you're breathing. Like sometimes I'll just be sitting there, I'll notice I'm holding my breath, and then I'll be like, why? I'll pause for a second, like, why am I holding my breath? And I make sure to exhale, like taking that breath, and I'll just check in with my body for a second. It's like, what is my body reacting to? Am I like, I'm okay? And I go back to, I'm okay, I'm safe. Like, there's mantras and things like that that I'll go back to, letting like my body and myself know that it's safe for me to be here. I can just breathe, I don't have to do anything right now. There isn't a fire burning. There isn't like nobody's, I don't know, nobody's dying. Nothing's going on. I can just be right now and tapping back into myself and what I know to be true.
Right.
You know,
The
I mean,
laundry can wait.
yes, laundry can wait. The dishes can wait. You don't have to put everything away right now. The toys that are everywhere, they're fine. The kids know where they are. They will get back to them. And when they're meant to clean up, you can make a game of it. I'm sure you guys do that. I do that with my nephews. They don't like it because they know we're cleaning, but it's still fun. It's still fun, and it helps my sister-in-law. So,
Yeah, sometimes we'll start kind of cleaning up, or my son will, and then he'll say, "No clean up, no clean up." And my husband's like, "Oh, we're not cleaning up, we're just organizing."
yes, we're just reorganizing things so they're in another place together with all their friends.
Exactly. We call our toys friends too. We have like the
Yeah.
little Sesame Street figurines. My son was telling my daughter, "Well, these are all my friends. These are my best friends. This is my favorite friend."
Oh my God, I love it. What was their
Yes,
favorite
yes.
friend?
What was the favorite friend? I think today it was Count from Sesame Street, the Count.
So fun. I loved
Yes, that was
Elmo.
his favorite friend. Yes, we also like Elmo. We have all of them at this point, as I'm sure most of the moms out there do too, or at least many, I don't know. He doesn't really watch. We're not like a big screen kind of family. We're like pretty low screen time, but he'll like he got these toys from our cousin, from his cousin, my husband's brother. So my brother-in-law and sister-in-law sent it to their kid, sent it to my son. We were like, oh, these are called like Sesame Street. So that's how he got introduced to it. So even without seeing the show, he just noticed that these were very cute little figures.
That's amazing. I love that. That's
So,
so cool.
what other types of advice would you have? Like when times start getting stressful, right? If you need, so you were saying this breath work was for when you have like 30 seconds here and there. What if you have like a longer period of time? Can you expand this breath work into more? Is there something like different that you would recommend? Let's say you have like a whole 5 minutes, which might not sound like a lot, but it actually is.
Oh, for moms, 5 minutes is definitely a lot. Yeah. Some things that you can do to expand on this, you can put on a meditation. YouTube has a lot of binaural beats. I love binaural beats. I actually listen to them while I sleep. They have one for calm. They have one for self-love. Or if you want to put, if you're familiar with chakras for like your sacral chakras, because your pelvic floor and everything like that is like in your sacral area. You can do ones for creativity, like whatever it is, there's a binaural beat for it.
What is
And you
that?
can
Binaural?
binaural beat, yes. It's music that has been formulated through the different frequencies of like the heart chakra or the throat chakra or sacral, like all the different ones.
Oh,
From what I
interesting.
remember, like 428, I believe, is the heart chakra one. That one is a lot more good one because it relaxes your whole body. Or you can put like insight timer on. If you don't have a meditation practice, sometimes just putting music on and sitting and just focusing on your breath can help connect with your body, and you can go deeper with it. Or you can even, and or you can also add journaling to it. If you want, you can do it before or after. I like to do it after because I feel like the meditation breath work helps to cleanse everything, and then you can go into gratitude practice. I like to write at least 5 to 10 things I'm grateful for, and then I'll write about anything that's challenging me or bothering me. And then whatever comes through, as you're journaling, you'll just start journaling. You're journaling how you're feeling, whatever coming through from you. I'm very
Right.
spiritual, so whatever I receive from spirit will come through. And sometimes I have really great, like, aha moments that I can bring with me through the day. Sometimes I don't receive anything, and it's really, I'm just writing things out because I'm feeling annoyed or challenged or whatever. But the breath work helps to soften that. You can do a lot of different things. You can even, if you're into crystals like I am, you can use a rose quartz and like sit and like as you're breathing, meditate with the rose quartz too. Do you have one there?
I have something. I'm just not sure what it is. It's an argon pyramid.
Oh,
You
those
know
are
what that
nice.
is?
Yes, those really
Where's that
help
for
if
you?
you. So I love crystals. Argon pyramids are really great for being by technology because it helps neutralize EMF frequencies from the technology. Like if you're on your computer right now and all that. So that's the
I
perfect
did
thing to
not even
access.
know that. I have
That's
it. I'm gonna lift.
amazing.
I put it right there. I just like did this myself and I put my little
Yeah.
shelves there. I'm not like handy, but I tried. And I just thought it was like a cute little office corner and it just happens to be right by the computer. How did I
Yes.
do that?
That's amazing. Your intuition is very on point.
Huh.
That's awesome.
Interesting.
Yeah. If you want more, you can also find some shungite. That's like one of the best things too. I say it wrong. Aragonite, however you say it. And shungite are two of the best ones to help block the EMF frequencies and stuff like that. So that's amazing that your intuition told you that.
And what is
Yeah.
the benefit of that? As I really don't know these things.
So the EMF frequencies, they can mess with your hormones. They can mess with your sleep and weight. Like, I don't know how to explain, like how long it takes you to fall asleep at night, or if like if you have restful sleep during the night, if you're around too much or on your phone too much before you go to bed, if you have a piece of shungite on your phone, which they do make little discs, you can get them on Amazon. You can put it on your phone, or if you have the argonite, like any of the stones. You keep them around you if you have to be on technology, like an hour or two before you go to bed, to help neutralize them more so that way your mind and body can relax more. So really to help
Cool.
just block that so it does interrupt your own frequency.
Right. Interesting. Okay. And I wanted to ask you something else. As far as yoga goes, you mentioned, I think you said you told like your sister-in-law like different yoga positions for like relaxing or something like that. I know, I don't want to say I know because what if I'm wrong, but I've heard that child's pose is a good one just to get like grounded again and centered and just help you like I guess because you're back in like that fetal position, which is where we as humans feel safe. Is first of all, is that right? Am I correct? And is there a position, whether that one or a different one, that you would recommend somebody do more often, maybe than others, or you know, different purposes behind them?
Yeah, actually, child's pose is great. However, it's not in contraindicated is the word yoga likes to use for someone who's pregnant in her last trimester because they're actually going, I'm thinking about it, going fit. You can do child's pose in your first, I think your second semester child's pose is okay because depending how you do child's pose, like if you're on your knees and you just lean forward, you're putting pressure on your sacral and stomach area, like where your womb is. But if you open your knees, you can modify it to open your knees. It takes the pressure off, and you can just put your arms out and you can go as deep or as, I don't know, I say as can't talk, as far you can go as far as you want. Or if that's not too much, you can put a bolster or pillow underneath your chest. So you're going down into it and getting that stretch in your hips with your knees open, but you're not putting too much pressure on your baby. So that's a great one. Honestly, supported Shavasana, where you're laying, like you put a pillow behind your lower back just to let your chest rise a little bit. That can help open your heart and relieve tension. If you want to focus on the hips, and you can do it, you can do. Are you familiar with pigeon?
I don't think so.
Okay. Pigeon pose. I'm trying to think how, I guess you, I'm trying to think how you modify it. So pigeon pose, there's a couple different ways you can do it. And I'm also trying to figure out how to explain it. So when you're in pigeon pose, if you're on all fours on your mat, that's actually one. If you're on all fours on your mat, you could do cat and cow where you look up and inhale. Next, you guys probably know cat and cow. And so pigeon pose, you would bring your, let's say your right knee up by your right wrist and your leg goes across, so your foot goes across, and you can adjust your hips forward or backward, depending, not backward, but up and down on the mat for how much space you have and how comfortable you are. And that's a great hip stretch, which also will help stretch out your womb area if that's what you need. But also be mindful of how that feels because if it is a little tight for you, then you can modify it to where I think it's called swan or something like that. I can't remember the, I can't remember the other name, but there's another term for it. But where you put your leg across, like I was describing, so your knees to the right side, but you stay sitting up because with pigeon, you can lie down, you can go down like forward on it. I know I'm kind of going all over the place, but you put your knee to the side and your leg is going across, and then you do the exact same thing with your knee behind you and your leg going behind you. So it's kind of like a V shape, if that makes sense. Does that make sense?
For
I'm
me,
trying to.
no. I'm gonna have to look that up. I'm like, wait, am I on my back? Am I on my stomach? On my front? Are we on?
Right.
Where am I on all fours?
I was just thinking of all fours for how you can get into it. I'm used to teaching like seeing people. So if you're like on all fours and you bring your right knee up to your right wrist, so like here, while your wrist is down and you leave your knee down and your hand and you move your hands to the side so you're like almost propped up on that leg. Does that make sense?
Oh, yes, that makes sense. Okay, I see it now in my head.
Until you can stay like that, or you can move your leg out so your front leg is like part of a Z, and then your back leg can be just behind you, however it feels good. You can stretch it back or you can keep it closer.
Okay. Yes,
If
I
that
understand that now. Yes, that makes sense.
makes
And we have names for these poses, so people in Radio Land can always look
sense.
them up too. So we said pigeon, and you think it's called swan, right?
I think I believe it's yin yoga. It's called swan.
Okay, so in yin yoga it's called swan. Okay, good. So just something for us to look up there. And then what about for like a stress or relaxing type of pose? Is there something like that that you could recommend?
Honestly, Shavasana is the best. It's the most challenging pose, but it is also the best. You can do a supported Shavasana pose. That's what I started talking about before.
where you can put a pillow, or if you roll up a towel, you can put it underneath your lower back or just underneath your chest. And you just lay back and let your, I'm like trying to show people on the camera, but you do lay back. You put the towel, you can adjust where you want it. And so you're laying back on the floor. So I know you laying on your stomach isn't indicate, is contraindicated also when you're pregnant. So laying on your back and taking a towel rolling it up, or you can use a pillow. You can put it on the small of your back where like your tailbone is, and you can use that to open up your hips a little bit if you want to. Or you can take it, the best place I've enjoyed it is you roll that towel and put it across where like your bra strap is, so like your upper back, and then you just lay back and let your arms fall to the side and your chin can go back. If that's too much on your neck, you can put a towel under there for support, but just laying there with your arms out to the side and your feet stretched forward, it helps to relax your body and just kind of open, like open your chakras if you're into chakras, which I am, but it helps to overall relax your body. But then also, if that's a little too much on you, you can bend your knees and keep your feet flat on the floor while you just lay back on the towel. Yeah, having that support really helps to keep your body aligned so you don't feel too stressed out, but it's helping you open just a little bit.
Right. It's so interesting as you're talking. I'm like, oh, I do something similar in my practice as an occupational therapist. Like, I'm not a yoga professional by any means. I've taken like a few classes, but we have a lot of similar, I think, just not mentalities, just similarities in different things that we do with people's bodies. For people who might not know, can you explain real quick what is a chakra?
Sure. So chakras are energy centers in the body. They are made of light, and so they go down the front of your body and down the back of your body. There are seven main chakras, and I call them energy centers. And they are over, they're energy centers because it's a concentrated area on your body, front and back. It's kind of esoteric, let's say. It's in the or the area around you, or it can, and it's also in your body, and each one corresponds to different organs and different things, like for organs and areas of life and colors and shapes. And there's so much. Chakras are so multifaceted. For example, your root chakra is right at the bottom of like your pelvic bone area, and it also goes down to your feet. That's your support. That color for the root chakra is red, and that's all about love and money and support and being provided for and having all of your needs met. When you move up a little bit to just underneath your belly button, that's your sacral, which is your womb space where the baby is, when the baby is being born and everything. With the mom, that just it, every time I think about the sacral chakra and birth and motherhood, it just makes me smile. It's so sweet. But also with that chakra, like you can also birth ideas and birth a business and birth new things. Like, what are you creating? And you can think about too with different chakras, like with your root chakra, to go back one, how can I feel supported in this moment? If you're feeling overwhelmed or underwhelmed, because I know that can happen too. How can I feel supported in this moment? And like with the sacral chakra, what wants to be birthed through me? Yes, I'm growing a child or I just had a child, but what else wants to be birthed through me? And maybe there isn't anything right now. Maybe your cup is full and that's okay. But sometimes you might have an idea. Maybe you want to redo the playroom for your son or your daughter. You never know what's going to pop up. And as you move up your body, like your solar plexus, which is your rib cage, right above the area in between your breastbone and your belly button, that's your power center. That's like your drive, like what are you meant to do and bring to life here? And it's also your power center, your yes and no, your boundaries, like setting time for yourself and making self-care a priority for yourself. Even though you have a million things to do and you have this baby or babies, however many you have, taking a couple moments from the day, like doing the breath work or stretching or any of the recommendations you have,
I took a
that's
shower
all.
today.
Yes, you took a shower today. You washed your hair today. I totally understand that. You washed your hair today, you took a shower, whatever, you had breakfast today. You know, like any of those little things, those are really amazing wins, and those activate your solar plexus center because that's your personal power. As you move up your body too, your next one is your heart chakra, and that literally is your heart, but your heart also encompasses your arms, your breasts, your chest. It's that whole area.
So how also what I'm just receiving about the heart chakra, that's how you nourish your baby, right? If you're breastfeeding. And if you're not, that's still the area where you receive and you also give. Because you're giving nourishment to your child, but that's also how you receive love is in your heart chakra. And so the heart chakra is so all-encompassing, and I really feel if the heart chakra feels warm and balanced and everything, it helps your whole body to feel balanced. And like with the breath work I was talking about before, when you're breathing in and out of your womb space, you can even think about that with your belly button. That's your womb space, how you're created and being creative. Comparing that to, you don't have to compare it, but like how that feels. Whereas if you're breathing in and out of your heart does that, it does a lot for your body. That's like it pumps the blood and it keeps everything moving physically. And then your heart is how you receive love and how you give love. So one of the reasons too why you breathe in and out of the belly is because it helps to relax your nervous system and takes off all that extra pressure from your heart. So noticing how you feel with the heart chakra, and if that is where you're breathing from, taking off that extra pressure and letting your body just relax also helps to open your heart to receive more. And from there, there's only a couple more. There's your, I just love talking about chakras. So like your third chakra, which is just above that, and it's in between your chin and your neck, that is speaking your voice, speaking your truth, voicing your needs, saying, I need help, being open and willing to ask for help, and realizing you don't have to do everything on your own. And that you can ask for help, and that it's okay, and that you are allowed to speak what you need and to speak your truth and to say, I need help with this. I can't do all this by myself. Because I know a lot of times, like with my sister-in-law and my friends who are moms, they want to do everything themselves and take everything on themselves. But then it makes them kind of closed off, and it affects the heart chakra. This it affects all the other chakras in your body. It can make you hunched over, or it can make you do the shoulder. What did you call the shoulder thing?
Earrings.
Yes, earring. You can have shoulder earrings because you're putting all that pressure on yourself. Because you like, and that's why speaking your needs and speaking your truth helps with that with your third chakra. From there, you have your third eye chakra, which is in between your eyebrows, just above your eyebrows, and in between your eyes. And that's your intuition. That's like your inner knowing. And that's seeing things how they are physically, but also considering, how can this be even more amazing? Like, how can I help other people, but also help myself? There's so many things with the third eye chakra, with intuition and whatever your beliefs are. I feel it's just fun to connect with that more and see where you're guided for what you want to do, how your body feels today, too. Like, a lot of it is tapping in with you and how you feel. And then the last one is at the crown of your head, and that is your, oh my God, this is so funny. I'm going through all the chakras, third eye, your crown chakra. I had a slip. That's your crown chakra, and that's your connection to a higher power of your own understanding, whether it's God, spirit, source, angels, whatever you believe in. That chakra helps you connect to everything that's beyond you, but to help you feel centered and grounded too in the earth, because working with that chakra helps to open, grow, and expand you and your light and your chakras, which are also connected to your aura, but that's a whole other conversation.
Yes, and I think we're about to get kicked off here, actually. So if we do, we'll
Okay.
just jump back on
Yeah.
just to close. So, okay, before we have to go here, my kids are back. We're about to get kicked off this session. Maybe that is a sign that I should upgrade to pro.
Yeah.
Where can the people find you, Danielle, if they have questions or if they want to see what you offer, possibly work with you? Do you have a website or a page they can reach you on?
Sure. So my Facebook page is Danielle Christina Lee. And so they can find me on there. I am located in Florida, because I think other ones may come up. I am working on my Facebook group and renaming it. I'm in the process of doing all that. And right now I'm trying to find the name so I can give you at least that name. One second. Oh, hold on.
Your Facebook name, you said your profile was Danielle Christina.
Danielle Christina Lee, yes. And so
Christina
my
with a
face,
C.
yes.
Okay.
Yes. And then my Facebook group is called the Confidently Aligned Collective.
Amazing.
And so,
So that was
yeah.
the Confidently Aligned Collective, and that is the Facebook group. That's a private group. You like,
Yes, it is a
okay,
private group.
awesome.
Okay, so if anyone has more questions for Danielle and wants to just check her out, what she's all about, or reach out to her, you can do that via Facebook right now. Her personal page is Danielle Christina Lee, or her private Facebook community. Say it again for me so I don't mess it up.
It's okay. The Confidently Aligned Collective.
The Confidently Aligned Collective. I love that, the collective.
Yes, I do too. I'm excited.
Amazing. Thank you again for being here.
Thank you so much for having me, and I'd love to do it again sometime if you want
Yes,
to.
we could talk about auras.
Yes, that'd be so fun. There's so much more. There's so
So
much more we
people
could
can
talk
tune
about
in
too.
for part two. Perhaps we'll talk auras
Yeah.
next time.
Auras, or
Sweet.
maybe even like an activating breath work if you want to bring up your energy. So.
Oh, yes, that would be good. We talked today about kind of calming our energy. So next time we could talk about the opposite of what to do to bring ourselves up.
Yes,
Oh,
absolutely.
amazing.
Thank you for this.
Okay, of course. Thank you. I will see you soon.
Okay, have a good night.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Well, that was amazing. I definitely learned a lot of things that I didn't previously know, including I have apparently intuition of where to put crystals, which is like really not my thing at all. I always talk to like other people and I find it so interesting that they know about these things that I just do not know about and like really never learned about. But what are the odds of that, right? Like, how interesting is that? Anyway, I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of Midweek Mom Talk. I'm Dr. Jackie. You're listening on 360 Talk Radio for Women, and I hope you tune in again next week. Bye-bye for now.